All right, so Megan's out, so Nicole's filling in today.
What's up?
And we've got Danielle on the line, too. Danielle, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Nicole, how you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
Hanging in there.
Danielle, tell us what's going on. I assume you're calling for Blown Off because it says here, Danielle calling for Blown Off.
Yeah, that's right. I need your guys' help.
Sure.
So I'm hoping you're going to find out what's going on.
All right, well, who's blowing you off? Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's kind of a weird situation. Like, you'll probably laugh at me, like, it's like ridiculous, but I just have this great connection with this guy, and I want to know what's going on,
because okay.
I really thought that I connected with him well. And
what is this guy's name?
His name is Steven.
Okay, and how did you meet Steven?
Well, we met last week during spring break.
Ooh. This is going to be interesting.
Okay.
See, I said you were going to laugh.
You were right.
But I'm serious. We really connected. It was really a great week.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
I drove down with some friends to Miami. Like, I go to UCF, and we were just...
Oh my God, Nicole went to UCF too.
I went to UCF, fellow knight.
Oh, awesome.
Oh yeah, so did Blake Bortles. Anyway, so you drove down to where?
We drove down to Miami.
Okay.
Fun.
And so it's just a couple friends, and like right away, right when we got there, I met this guy, Steven, and we spent the whole time together, and you know, we talked about a lot of stuff, and it really just felt like a lot more than just like a spring break playing kind
okay.
of a thing. Like
yeah.
We were, you know, anytime we worked together, we were texting each other. And, you know, after the week was over, we texted all the way home and we just made all these plans to get together again. And
yeah.
just really thought that we would continue. Like,
Where did you meet Steven on spring break? Was it in a bar?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It was at a bar.
Yeah.
We got drunk. Like it was right when I got there.
Right.
And I hadn't even had a drink yet. And he seemed completely sober. And then, like, as things progressed, we drank a bit.
I got it. Yeah. No, I understand you.
Break.
Okay. So what kind of future plans did you make with Steven from spring break?
Well, he goes to South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we talked that, you know, we could meet up halfway. Like, we could get together this summer. We could maybe meet Savannah or something.
Mm-hmm. Aw, that's just, so cute.
Like,
maybe get drunk some more.
Yeah, like a romantic weekend or something. We just kept talking about future things.
Right.
Like, that we would... making plans together. It wasn't just...
Right, no, yeah. It wasn't just a drunken spring break fling.
Just shots.
And so now you feel you're getting blown off, and why is that?
Well, okay, so right when I was texting him all the way on our drive home, and then I was back at school and, like, started out sending him photos and saying, I missed you, and then, like, he just stopped responding. Like,
oh, my gosh.
It was just out of the blue. I had said I was thinking of you,
yeah.
and then nothing back.
And this is shocking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Was this your first time on spring break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured as much.
Okay.
Well, we're going to call him now. You listen on the line. Don't say a word. And let's see if we can figure out why he's ignoring you, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Steven.
Speaking.
What's up, dog?
Who is this?
Oh, hi, Steven. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Nicole. We're from 95.1 WAPE in Jacksonville, Florida.
What? What's this all about?
Well, we wanted to talk to you live on the air. Can we talk to you for just a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. Where are you right now, by the way? Are you still in Miami?
No, I live in South Carolina. I go to school up here.
Oh, good. All right, perfect. So you're back.
Yeah, it was great. Spring break's awesome.
And your phone's working okay, it sounds like.
Sorry. We get bad signal here sometimes up here.
Yeah. You're getting text messages okay?
I'm good.
Well, we were just curious because Danielle called us, and she wants to know why you're ignoring her.
Do you remember Danielle from Miami?
Yeah, I remember her.
So why are you ignoring her?
I mean, I don't know. We were just down on spring break, and you know, I'm back at school now, so I'm back into my normal life.
But she said you guys made like future plans together.
Yeah,
and
that
to
you
meet
connected.
Up.
No, we were down. I was down with my buddies for a spring break and had a great time, and we hung out, and it was a blast for the whole week. And you know, now I'm back to my life. What do
All
you
right.
mean plans?
So you don't have any plans on seeing her again or talking to her now that spring break's over?
No.
Wait, seriously? We made all these plans to get together.
Who is this?
This is Danielle. Like, we talked about getting together. Like, what, I can't believe you're just lying the whole time.
No, I wasn't. Hey, first of all, hey. I wasn't lying.
You weren't lying, or you were lying? Because you just told us you didn't have any plans to see her anymore.
Got to get your story straight.
Look, when two people, look, first of all, it's spring break, so we're out and we're partying the whole time, and it's spring break. I don't know, I guess, how else can you describe what we were doing?
It was a lot more than partying. Like, we talked about a lot of stuff. Like, I told you a lot of things that I wouldn't just tell anybody else is partying with.
Well, first of all, you guys set me up. You didn't even tell me she was on the line.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we're not syndicated to South Carolina, so you don't know how it works.
I'm not saying I'm disconnecting. I'm saying I was down there with my buddies partying for spring break, and I can't understand why anyone would think that life plans would come out of drunk plans.
Yeah. So you were drunk?
We weren't drunk the whole time. We had plenty of sober conversations that involved seeing each other in the future, and I just don't understand why you'd lie about that.
Yeah, why would you tell her that you're going to meet up with her and not do it and plan on blowing her off?
Because you probably wanted to, you know. I mean, were you just telling her anything to get her into bed, basically?
No, not at all. I mean, look, of all the people I met while I was down there, she was definitely one of the best conversations I had.
Okay. Wait, all the people?
So you were hooking up with other girls, too?
It's spring break. I'm a single guy. I don't have any connections to anybody. I was just down there for vacation.
I don't think you should have said that stuff to her then.
Wait, did you sleep with other girls when we were down there?
I mean, first of all, it's not really anybody's business, and it's spring break.
That's a yes.
Whatever.
By the way.
Yeah, it's my business. Like, I mean, we were hanging out almost the whole time, and then I can't believe you're sleeping with other people. Like, that's disgusting. What a sleazeball.
I don't know how you think I'm a sleazeball. We were all down in spring break to party and have a good time at the same time. All of us.
I don't know why partying has to involve like all these other people. Like, why couldn't we were having a good time together, and then I don't know why that wasn't enough, and you had to just go out with all these other girls. Like,
did you go to spring break looking for something serious?
Well, I wasn't looking, but I thought we found something. Like, that could just be a nice bonus of spring break. Like, you could have been honest.
So you wanted him to say, hey, baby, let's just hook up and then never see each other again after Saturday.
Well, then I would have known, and then I wouldn't have talked to him so much, and then maybe I would have just not hung out with him.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was honestly talking about my life and my life's plans. If you were somehow interjecting yourself into that, I could see why you would believe that. But I said nothing to the sort.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, we could meet up. Like, that's not so far. Like,
we could meet up. Yes, it's possible. We could meet up.
Yeah.
No.
We don't have to say all that then.
We could do it. We're just not going to. Is that basically your take, Stephen?
I mean, I'm in college. I mean, I'm surrounded up here. I don't need to go anywhere else.
Okay, so Stephen, I mean, would you be interested in maybe meeting Danielle again for a weekend the way you discussed?
After this? No.
No, yeah, I guess this probably ruins it for everybody. We have a tendency to do that. Okay, all right, hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big A Morning Mass. We'll be right back.